will get no hurt, Miss Brown. No, no, no. I said, yeah.
I said, yeah.
This is the Clarendon Connection with your with the host, Pastor Rowan Cameron. And truly we continue to give all praises to the King of Glory. We lift him up and we exalt him, for there is none like him. And this evening, we are going to be talking about a book that is written by Sister Minister Yvette Bailey. And the book is entitled Lion. This book is about a great man of God. Bishop Alvin Campbell. Who was well known in a district called Sandy River. And I am on the road. I am presently in Sandy River. I am coming from Rickford, so I am now in Sandy River. In this book that is written by Minister Bailey is about this great man that has some of the things that has taken place in Sandy River. Matter of fact, the Church of God of Prophecy where he used to pastor. I am driving by it just now. They are erecting a new building.
And
even the home where Bishop Campbell was, I am also passing by just now too, and I'm entering now into the square of Sandy River. So truly this little district, and that is under the foot of the Bullet Mountain, we presently have three churches. One is the Church of God of Prophecy. One is the Seventh-day Adventist. And the other one is the Stacyville Baptist.
Mm-hmm.
It's a community that also has a school, the Stacyville Primary School. And I'm sure today they had their PEP exam, otherwise known as primary exit profile exam. Probably the time when Bishop Campbell was here, and they used to call it what, first year, second year, third year. But we are giving God thanks for his goodness and his blessing and his mercy. We are hoping to be talking to them shortly. I had asked Sister Bailey to be on and asked Bishop Campbell to be on. Are you there, Minister Bailey?
I am here.
Yes, we're here.
Can you hear us?
Yes, ma'am. I am driving through Sandy River. I'm driving through Sandy River. The road is really bad, but I'm giving God thanks. As a matter of fact, I am just passing where Deacon Angie used to live.
Yes.
And yeah. So I'm sure you are familiar with these places. And I am now passing where Bishop Huggins' mother is now living.
Okay.
Yes.
We know that place. So
I am going to Sandy River. But Bishop Campbell, before we actually talk about the book, how was things back in your days when you were shampoozing these roads in Sandy River?
Well, it was very nice. And I enjoy every bit of it. I have no regret being there at that time.
All right. I am in the vicinity of Pastor Rose. I am now passing the home of Pastor Rose. I'm sure
yes.
that he has spent many days with you. Tell me about the Rose, and I'll be soon be going down to Mother Robert Bridge. So put those two things in context and let us hear what is your memory of them.
Well, Pastor Rose was a fine young man, and I can say he loved one of the songs that your dad, Bishop Cameron, used to sing all the way, my favorite evening. We have such wonderful time and wonderful experience with the Lord when I was there. And may God bless Pastor Rose and that he continue to be a source of blessing in the kingdom of God.
Amen. Pastor Rose is now pastoring in Road and All. You know, and He's getting up in age, but he still, as one writer said, I must have the Savior with me, for I dare not walk alone. He's still walking with his Lord,
yes.
and many times I would hear him talk of the good old days, you know, and things that happen. They see the mighty power of Almighty God.
Yes.
Minister Bailey, what can you tell me about Sandy River, growing up in Sandy River?
Okay, well, I started Sandy River when I was about 3 years old. And I remember leaving Red Hills because that's where I was born, and Dad being the one to take me into that big old truck. I remember it was at night. And so I arrived in Sandy River, I guess, you know, a few hours later. And my earliest memories of Sandy River was just being a place where it was lots of family and friends. And we lived at a shop where many of the members of the community would come and buy their groceries. And the kids would be just outside playing and doing their thing. And I remember Stacyville, back then it was Stacyville College that I went to school at Stacyville. So, you know, growing up there, I have lots of good memories in Sandy River. I remember, you know, Lizzie and Patsy and Precious and a lot of family and friends that we grew up together. So it was good memories.
But before I touch on Mr. Campbell, you want to give me, a little rundown of your early starting ministry? Did you got saved in Jamaica? Did you got saved in Canada? And what is it like?
So, yes, when I was in Jamaica, we would go to church Sunday night, Sunday morning, Wednesday, and Friday. And Friday was for young people. And back then, the children were not expected to be saved and become Christians. So even though we believed and we wanted to, it was thought of that kids were not serious enough. So even though I had a strong faith, I didn't really, would say, accept the Lord until I came to Canada. And that's when I accepted the Lord as my Savior. But I've always believed that the Lord Jesus Christ died for my sins and that I needed to surrender my life to him. It was just that just back then, kids were not, you know, expected to get baptized and make a serious commitment to the Lord. So it wasn't until I came to Canada when I was about 12 years old, and in fact, it was my dad who was preaching that Sunday when I went up to the altar and surrendered my life completely and became fully committed to the Lord. So that's been my experience.
Yes, we can all talk about the saving power of Almighty God, and that is why the prophet Isaiah, you know, he prophesied some 700 odd years before the Messiah came, when he said he was wounded for our transgression. He was bruised for our iniquity. Chastisement of our peace was upon him. And by his stripes, we were healed.
Amen.
Declaring the good news of the King of Glory. And we are glad that we have accepted him as our personal Savior. And as one writer says, he's the Lord of all.
He is indeed.
Back to you, still with you, Sister Yvette. I am now holding a copy of the book in my hand, Better Than a Dead Lion. And it says, The Life of Hope, Yvette Bailey. What inspired you to write such a book, Minister Bailey?
Well, I have been hearing stories from my dad over the years, and you know, it has had an impact on me in my faith and in my commitment to the Lord, because those stories just solidified my faith. And maybe about 5 years ago, Mom and Dad was living with us, and he would be telling me these stories, and I said, Dad, I need to get these stories in a book because I was hearing ones that I hadn't heard before. And so knowing the person that he is, and his favorite scripture is, all that is joined to the living, there is hope for a living dog is better than a dead lion. Anybody who knows him knows that's his favorite scripture. So as I was contemplating, you know, how will I tell the story? How will I put it all together? I was inspired to have that theme of someone who has a life of hope and someone who has given encouragement to other people all the time wherever he goes. And his journey has been a journey of hope. So I wanted to share that story, not only just with people who know him. And an interesting thing is a lot of people know some of his story, but most people wouldn't know all of his story. And I also wanted to share that with our family, his grandkids, who just see their grandpa and he has these stories, but don't know the fullness of it. And I wanted to have that as a record for him. And one of the things, too, is like people write books about famous people all the time, and you hear the stories of famous people, and not very many people write stories of ordinary people. And ordinary people have extraordinary experiences, and those should be shared. And as I kept, you know, writing and getting into the story, I recognized that there's something extraordinary of my dad, and not only him, but many other people. And I think of your dad as well. Like, his story should be in the book. And but I was inspired for that. So that's that.
Right. I am, as I said before, I have a copy of the book in my hand, and I have read it through. But on page 16, I'm reading from the last chapter on page 16. It says, all of the days that Imogene could have been chosen to give birth to twins, the day before Christmas would not have been her first choice. But as we all know, when babies are ready to be born, they do it at their own convenience and not that of moms. So Imogene gave birth on Grand Market Day in 1939 in the small town of Reading, Clarendon. She was surprised when she delivered a boy and a girl, Alvin Augustus Ivy. It was a Grand Market Day like no other. Alvin and Ivy were introduced to the world on December 24th, and Stanford became the father of his third son and third daughter. So Bishop Campbell. So you are the Grand Market baby, sir.
You're the Grand Market baby.
Yes, I am. I am a Grand Market baby.
And you know what else? Pastor Rowan, I am a Grand Market baby too. So we actually both born on the same day. Can you imagine that? Isn't that God?
Why, I tell you. Bishop Campbell. So growing up, what is life like when it comes to like your birthday? You would head out to Kelly's on a Grand Market Day. Tell us, Bishop Campbell, what it was like growing up.
Growing up on a Grand Market Day, I would went with my mother to the Grand Market, riding on a donkey, and coming back, blowing those little horns and so forth. I was very, very special and longing to see Grand Market, my birthday, coming around, and I enjoyed so much. And I still enjoy it even to this day of my life.
And all during this time, Bishop, growing up, I'm sure you came in contact with the Lord, and you want to, you know, share that special occasion or that experience with us on the Clarendon Connection.
I tell you what, when I was about 5 years of age, I was on the road, and I began to sing a song, see how they nail him. They nail him on Calvary's cross, and I began to cry. And those days, At 5 years of age, you don't hear kids talk about the Lord. So salvation experience came to my life, and I didn't know. But in 1956, and I had an experience with the Lord at the 5th of November, 1956. And that night, it was such an experience that I do not know how I get home. I could not walk to get home. And that changed my life completely. And after that, I don't know, but the Lord dropped this scripture in my heart. For to all that is joined to the living, there is hope. For a living dog is better than a dead lion. And it became one of my favorite scripture and my song to sing. And I'm so glad that I made that commitment that night. And ever since that, I remember I went to the hospital and I saw a lady who could not help herself. And I said to her at the hospital, a living dog is better than a dead lion. You are not dead. And about a year after that, I went back to the same hospital and I saw this lady and she was enjoying herself. And we talk about this. And she reminded me when I told her that if you're joined to the living, a living dog is better than a dead lion. And she was praising God. And ever since that, I keep on telling this story over and over and over again.
Right. So you have started this journey from 1956.
Yes.
So you have gone over some 68 years.
Yes, 64 years now.
We will take a break, Bishop Campbell. We will take a break about now, and then we will come back and pick up this journey from 1956 until now. So this is the kind of session with the host, Pastor Cameron. I'm still on the road.
There's power in the name of. There's healing in the name of. There's salvation in the name of. The Bible says that demons tremble at the sound of that name. Jesus. My sweet Rose of Sharon. Oh, that's the reason I say that.
Jesus is the answer for the world today. Above him there's no other. Jesus is the way. Jesus is the answer for the world today. Above him there's no other.
If you have some questions in the corners of your mind and traces of discouragement and peace you cannot find, reflections of your past seem to face you every day. But there's one thing I do know, that
think you cannot fly. I know your skies are dark, you think the sun won't shine. In case you don't know, but the word of God is true, and everything he promised, he would do it for you. That's the reason I say,
continue to give all praise to the King of Glory. And as the song that just ended says, Jesus is the answer for the world today. Above him there is no other. Jesus is the way. And I'm sure our guest, Bishop Alvin Campbell, and his daughter, sister, Minister Yvette Bailey, they are agreeing with this song. And we know, and also in the studio we have Dr. Pamela Cameron in Canada. And we all agree that Jesus Christ of Nazareth is the answer. Before we go back to Bishop Campbell, Sister Yvette, I want you to tell us more about this book. How can our listeners get a copy of this book? You are in Canada, I am in Jamaica. People are inquiring about this book because, you know, this copy was given to me by my brother, and that is how I came across the book. I am so excited about it. I have read the book, and there's lots of information in it. But tell our listeners how they could get a copy of this book.
Okay, well, as you know, COVID changed a lot of things. This book was supposed to be launched. And in fact, I had gone to one event where it was just a prelim to being a book launch. So I haven't actually launched the book, but one of the plan is to have it on Amazon. However, I do have copies of the book, and since we do have friends and family here in Canada, they can email me to get a copy, and I can also arrange to have some books shipped to Jamaica for you, and you can be the person in Jamaica to distribute my book. So I would look forward to having you do that on my behalf. So my email address that people, if they're wanting to get a copy here in Canada, they can email me at Bailey, which is my last name, bailey.yvette@outlook.com. So that's bailey.yvette@outlook.com. So you can email me and we can make arrangements here in Canada. But the book also will be on Amazon as an electronic copy, but it's just we haven't had the official launch as yet, but once we do that, it'll be on Amazon as well. But for now, we do have copies available, and I can use by email.
All right. So so as I said, your email address is bailey.yvette@outlook.com. So anybody who wants a copy of this book, Better Than a Dead Lion, you know, The Life of Hope, so get your copy of this book. And as she just said, she's at bailey.yvette@outlook.com. And we're looking forward to having the book in Jamaica, having it distributed in Sandy River, you name it, all over Northern Clarendon. And we're going to be taking it into Red Hills and Redland, and you name it, Road and all, Rickford, GMT, all over.
We want to
distribute this book so that people can know that there is triumph in life and there's triumph in Jesus. Doesn't matter what condition you're in, man, there's living, man, there's life for the hopeful one through Christ Jesus. Back to you now, Bishop Campbell. You started this journey from way back 60 odd years ago, and you know, we could sum up your life by saying, through many danger and snare, I have already come. It is grace that brought me safe thus far, and your grace will lead us home. Just give us some example of some of the trials and the struggles that you have encountered in Jamaica, and then we're going to eventually go over to where you spend another part of your life in Canada. But start with us in Jamaica.
I remember when I was at Sandy River, I was going to Maiden Market to sell some cabbage. And when I got in Maiden Woods, I got an accident. And I was safe. And the car I had was to leave it down there and take another transportation to get me back to Sandy River. But I got back quite safely and everything was fine. I remember one of great miracle that God has taken place in Sandy River is a miracle with a man by the name of Dr. Davis. He was a cancer patient who was sent home from the hospital in Kingston to die at his home. And we went there that one Friday night, and the Spirit of the Lord came down. And as I said, a living dog is better than a dead lion. The Saturday morning, this man who was dying was miraculously touched by God that Friday night.
My God.
So well, he did farming for his livelihood, and he went back to the farm and was doing all his work by himself. Isn't that great? God is good.
Amen.
I'm telling you, I have seen the triumph of Brother Rose, Evangelist Rhodes' brother, who was attacked by a demonic force. We called the church together, and God miraculously touched that man that night. And the Monday morning, they took him to the hospital, or to the doctor at Chapleton, and he was examined, and nothing was wrong with him. He was cold in his right mind. I have seen a man came with his arm worms. Maggot was underneath his arm. I called the church together, and I said, who don't believe you can go, but who believe God can stand. And we prayed for him, and by the Monday morning, his arm was well, There was no bruise, no wound, no maggot in his arm. He got an American card, and he went to Kingston and passed his test and went to the state. And up to until this day, this man is still alive and is in the church, can give a testimony that God heals. I want to tell you, I have many trials. I remember one morning I went to the washroom, and when I began to urinate, it was all bloody water. I went back in the room, and I sat down before the Lord, and I cried unto him. And in the evening, I went back, and there was no bloody water. 9 days after that, before I got a checkup, and until this day, the doctor can't tell me what was wrong. I remember a few years ago, my face was completely burnt off, that no one could recognize that it was me at that time. And when I went to the plastic surgeon specialist, the doctor told me, "Mr. Campbell, there's nothing I can do about this. I can't help you." I came back home, and I sat down, and I began to talk to the Lord. My pastor came and visited with me. He went back to the church, and he said, he told the church nobody should come and see me, but they can give me a call. 14 days later, of that date, Sister Campbell came home from work and saw me and said to me, "Dad, what happened to your face?" I said, "I don't know." When I went to the mirror, my face that was burnt off, unrecognizable, was covered over with brand new skin. And until this day, nobody can look in my face and see that I had a burn. So God, peace and glory, when things be as done, praise God forevermore. Amen.
Amen. I am really inspired, you know, because I always tell myself that I am a man of great faith, and listening to you, Bishop, you are a man of great faith, and truly the hands of God is upon you, and all we can say is to God be the glory. Great things he has done, and truly God has been so good to you. I remember you was the man who baptized me in Canada in 1995. I don't know if you remember, sir, but you was the man who baptized me in 1995 when I gave my life to the Lord in Canada, and I truly praise for his blessing and his mercy, and I know that God will continue to lead and guide you. As you said, one of my dad's song was, "All the way, my Savior, lead me. What have I to ask beside? Can I doubt his tender mercies, which your life has been my guide? Heavenly peace, divinest comfort, here by faith in him to dwell. For I know what here befall me, Jesus do it. All things well." I know your wife is alive and well, and you want to tell us something about marriage, Bishop Campbell, because I know you have a family, you are closely knit together. I wanted to spend some time giving us some counsel when it comes to marriage.
Well, that's another story. Marriage is a commitment, and it's not 50-50, as some people say. It's 100%. It's a giving and a taking one. I got married a long time ago. I have celebrated 58 years of marriage, And I want to tell you, or tell anyone, it's not like what some people say. They are the ups and the lows. And it is a forgiving process. You have to forgive and forget and move on. I believe that the Lord has put some people together sometimes for the wife to help the husband bring him to perfection. For the husband could not do it by himself. And like what the scripture said, that the wife is made a helpmeet to the husband. The wife is like a doctor, a physician to her husband. And when the husband can't help himself, the wife is there to help him. So if you notice that the scripture said, it is not good that the man should be alone. Underline that. It's not that the woman should be alone. It's not good that the man should be alone. For he can't help himself. I made him an helpmeet. Man cannot help himself. It needs a woman to help him. And all the great men, they can tell you that they could not make it without their wives. When the wife does not play her role, she's only responsible for her action. Can two walk unless they go together? They cannot. So God unites together for one to take care of the other. And as they join together and work together, God bless that marriage. And lastly, I'd like to say that the husband should not be bitter against his wife because his prayers will not be answered.
Oh.
He can pray as much as he wants to pray, but God will not hear it. It's no difference. The scripture said, if I regard iniquity in my heart, the Lord will not hear me. Bitterness will come, but we have to sweeten it with the love of God and the forgiveness of God and move on. Amen.
Amen.
I said bitterness will come, but we have to find a way to get over it and move on, that our prayers be answered, that we will have the victory and not condemnation. Thank you so much.
Yes, Bishop Campbell, we have really take heed to what you have said and to us. And it is important, that we listen and observe and do what you have just spoken about. We will have to do, a part two, because time is upon us. And
amen.
Truly, we are indeed grateful to God for allowing His servant to speak in such a manner. And all we can do is to say, like the psalmist, that is indicting of a good matter. And this is the Clarendon Connection. We definitely gonna be back next week. And Sister Yvette, I don't know what your schedule is like, but you can let me know, because this
yes, I will.
You know, this, we need to speak some more on this book and have a part two talking to the bishop, because the writer said,
yes,
you shouldn't treat an elder, elder as a father, and we
yes.
are glad to have these men with these wisdom to impart unto us.
Amen.
Experience teacheth wisdom, and truly we're giving God thanks to allow his man servant to impart these things unto us, and we want to humble ourselves like Solomon when he says, a wise son, hear the instruction of a father.
Amen.
And we are glad tonight that God has kept you. He has kept you. Many great men have passed and gone, but you are alive, can impart the thing unto us. And we could connect, even though we are several miles apart. You're in Canada, I am in Jamaica. But all we can say tonight is to God be all the praise and the honor and the glory. And we continue to trust in him. And I'm sure that God will continue to strengthen you. Because as the psalmist said, he was young, now he's old. He have never seen the righteous forsaken, nor their seed begging bread.
Begging
so we give God praise for you to be on the connection tonight for the full hour. And we're going to be back next week, trusting in the true and living God for his goodness and his blessing. So this is Pastor Cameron signing out, and we're going to be back next week. I want to say thanks to my studio engineer, my lovely wife. And we want to say thanks to HB somewhere in Jamaica. Thanks to my two special guests who are on tonight, Minister Yvette Paley and Bishop Campbell, the man who helped turn Sandy River upside down, and then he migrated to Canada, and he's still, my God, at 85. My God, it reminds me of Caleb. Caleb was 85 years old, and he said, give me this mountain. And all we can say is to God be the glory. Great things, yes. And this is Pastor Cameron signing out, and we're going to be back next week on the Clarendon Connection. And as we just continue to give all praise to the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, the conquering Lion of the tribe of Judah, his name is Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we say like the Apostle Paul, at the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow of things in heaven, of things in earth, and things in the earth, and every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. God bless you. See you next week. In Jesus'
Thank
name.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. God bless you. There's power in the name of Jesus. There's healing in the name of
Jesus.
There's salvation in the name of
Jesus.
The Bible says that demons tremble at the sound of that name. Jesus. My sweet Rose of Sharon. My Lily of the Valley. Oh, that's the reason I say that.